Good morning. Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing this November the 2nd already of the year? Boy, time is, I'm not going to even say it anymore. Going fast, it's almost over. At least this year is. Wow. Hey, everybody getting their Christmas decorations up? I know we usually skip from one holiday to the other, right? That's how it goes. Well, welcome again to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and I'm live here on WGH Talk. And there's some things I need to share with you before I get to my guest today. All righty here. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can call in. You can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWDH. Or you can call in. Like now or any other time that we are live on the air during our broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free show dues, every third Saturday of every month. This will take place November the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the 582 Lee Street address. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, they have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their church. It's open to the public. Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union City and County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and this thought is titled, Never Give Up on Anyone. A compassionate person develops an eye for spotting the qualities that make each person special. Even when others are at their lowest ebb, it is possible to help them restore their self-belief by keeping a firm, clear vision of their goodness and specialties. Taking a gently encouraging approach, I must never give up on anyone. Good thought for today. It's not over till it's over. Is that right, Glenn?
Yeah, I'd say you're right. And that really hit on something that Scott and I talked about earlier this morning.
Really?
About the auditor here in Marion.
Oh.
And I'm not going to give up on her until, if I become mayor, we'll have a nice sit-down, couple-hour talk, and we'll figure out what's going on. But she's kind of struggling right now, and I don't think we should give up on anybody either.
No. I don't either. Glenn Cobo's my guest today, and as you know or may not know, he is running for mayor of the city of Marion.
Oh, my. I am?
Yes, you are.
I better get going.
And he is my guest today, and I have one more announcement. Meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. This will be hosted by Marion County Historical Society. This takes place this Saturday, November the 4th of 2023. Begins at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. The event will be at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, location 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio, 43356. Thank you. All right, Glenn, let's get to popping.
That's a good reminder. I am going to be James Buchanan.
All right.
At dinner with the president. So before I become mayor, I will be president of the United States.
Nothing wrong with that, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Now, I think they're out of tickets, though. I don't think they have any tickets left. But I'm looking forward to meeting all those people that will show up.
Wow.
And I've got a top hat you wouldn't believe. And I look like Lincoln with that hat.
Yeah, but that's neat to do.
It is kind of fun.
So how long have you done that?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Last year, I sat with the crowd, which was what most of the presidents do. They sit in different seats, and people can talk to them. And each president is stays in character the entire time. So you're actually talking to the president, and so it's kind of interesting. But this year they asked me to do a speech, so I've been boning up on all the things that President Buchanan was noted for. Number one is that he is noted for one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
Oh,
so
no.
That's kind of, but he was a terrific politician, and he was a good person. He just was there at the wrong time, right before the Civil War, and his he was kind of the kind of the president that was kind of not wishy-washy, but he was he wasn't firmly against secession. He didn't like secession, but he felt it was okay if because he was a states' rights type president, and therefore because of that, and because by the time he left office I think seven states had already seceded, he was not considered a great president. He was considered a very good senator, a very good congressman. He was considered a great ambassador to both France and I'm sorry, Great Britain and also Russia. So interesting story about him. His best friend was William Rufus King, who ended up being nominated, or actually became Vice President of the United States for about, I'd guess, maybe 48 hours. He died. They gave him the oath of office in Cuba so that he had it, and on his way home, he died. And so it's kind of an interesting story. But one of the interesting stories about King was that he kissed the Tsarina, the Russian Tsarina. He kissed her on the hand. That was absolutely taboo. And he might have been killed way earlier by the Czar.
That is terrible.
Interesting story.
She must have been a beautiful woman.
She was supposedly a beautiful woman. Right. Have you ever seen pictures of older pictures of women? They're not quite, they don't look like the women of today. They don't have all the makeup, and most of them are a little bit on the heavier side. And
yeah, yeah. At least they're made to look that way. I don't know if they actually were.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, I've seen photographs of her, and she was pretty, but not gorgeous.
Okay, well.
Anyway.
Pretty enough for him to kiss on the
apparently.
Hand.
Well, no, he was trying to be. He was a diplomat.
Yeah,
and he was trying to be diplomatic, and he didn't know he wasn't supposed to do that.
Right. He was thinking that was protocol.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
All right. Wow.
You got a phone call already.
I didn't hear you anymore with through the headphones, but Scott says we're still taping. So
oh, okay. We're still going.
Yeah, we're still going.
All right, that's
Scott.
Good.
Amen, amen. This day has had many twists and turns already.
Brand new digs for you.
Yes, absolutely.
This is a kind of tiny compared to the old
yes,
ones. I don't know where they put all that junk.
Tiniest, yes. I'm thinking we don't even need a tree, do we? We can get a portable, right?
Yeah, yeah, 3 foot tree, and you're done.
That out too. Right. That's what I say. But, it's not my choice or my decision, right?
Well, it'll work out nicely, and I think, I mean...
It's like, where are you going to put the tree?
Yeah, it wouldn't be... Well, you could probably set it over there where that flower, that fake, ugly fake flower is.
You're
yeah.
All right, that's it then.
Okay, Scott, we told you where you're going to put your tree.
Right, absolutely. So, are you getting nervous? You're getting really close to election.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. And one of the reasons why I called you and asked if I could come on right before the election is so that I could ask people to get out there and vote.
Okay.
That's one of the problems that America always has. people are kind of lethargic about voting. And now apparently the pre-vote numbers are very high, the write-in votes. And so that's good. And not write-in, but the mail-in votes. So that's good. But I don't think I was nervous when I ran for state rep either. First of all, most Democrats know that they're the underdog, which makes it easy. Now this year, I think I'm going to move up some. I really think that if people get out and vote, I could win this. When I was running for state representative, I was pretty sure my opponent had $160,000 in her coffer, and I had about three. So I was pretty sure she was going to beat me. But this time, I think people are turned on to the idea that we have a lot of issues. Issue one and issue two, the anti-abortion issue one. It's really not anti-abortion. It's against being able to change. It's being able to change the
Roe versus Wade decision.
Yeah. Not directly, but and I am pro making it possible for us to have women decide what goes on with their body.
Is that a never-ending story?
I don't know. Well, it's religious, and that's what bothers me the most about it. It's a religious issue that we're throwing out into the political world. Mm-hmm. I guess it's because the people that claim pro-life also claim you're killing a child. Well, you're removing a fetus is what you're doing, and I'm not opposed to that. There are times where that's a need to, we need to do that sort of thing. My daughter-in-law, I think I mentioned last time I was on with you, my daughter-in-law, if she had not removed a fetus, she would have died herself. Right. So issue two. Right. Is legalization, or I guess it is legalization of marijuana.
Right.
And I've always thought that should be legalized. If we're going to have alcohol and beer legal, why not marijuana, which has far less effects than driving drunk? If you drive high, you shouldn't drive high, but if you do drive high, at least you're going only 40 miles an hour and you're giggling. Yeah. If you're going to have an accident, you're not going to kill anybody, hopefully.
Right.
I'm really pro better gun laws. I read what the open carry law was this morning in Ohio, and I was a little bit heartened by what I read. You know, you're allowed to carry a concealed or open carry gun into a tavern,
right,
which scared the heck out of me. But there is a law. You can't have any alcohol in your system when you're in the tavern with the gun.
Okay.
But how do you regulate that? Do you set a cop on the front door and do a breathalyzer when you come in? They're not going to do that.
You can't regulate it.
No, it can't be regulated, so it's kind of a dumb law.
Yeah.
And I really believe that there are a lot of laws. The laws about, what do they call it, where you have to register your gun. Those laws are kind of vague. You can get a gun at a... You can go and buy a gun from a friend and not fill out any information.
My daughter a gun.
No, is that right?
Oh, right.
Well,
she
was a black woman. Of course, they're not going to sell her.
Oh my gosh, we could not even figure out why.
Is that right? Yeah, my guess is what I just said.
Yeah, she's never been.
I don't know if
convicted of a felony. She's been in jail before, but
I don't. No, she's black. Is she black?
Yes, she is.
Well, that's one strike against her. She's a woman. That's two strikes against her. And if she's even been in jail, that's three strikes against her.
That's probably it right there,
yeah.
The third one you mentioned.
Yeah.
She's been arrested before. But a lot of people have been arrested.
Sure they have,
before.
Yeah.
You know, legally carry.
Yeah. Oh, well. So anyway, I believe there are... we need people to get out and vote. Now, there are a lot of people that are lethargic about it. My side's going to lose anyway. I'm not going to
count. A lot of them voting but, because of those issues you just mentioned.
That's right. And so, therefore, I'm begging this morning on your show and this morning on Scott's shows, I'm begging, especially people that support the direction I would like to take us, I'm begging you to get out and cast your vote. And I'm also begging you to tell your friends to get out and vote. You know, peer pressure means a lot. And we can push our friends to get out and vote. We should always vote, no matter which way we're going. But I'm rooting for my team, of course. And so anyway, that's why I asked to come on, to tell people you've got to get out and vote. Even if you want to vote for my opponent, get out and vote. At least say what you believe. I personally believe in issue one and issue two and controlling guns with better, sensible laws rather than just sort of throwing it up in the air. Mm-hmm. And if you believe in those things, you should vote for me. I don't know where my opponent stands on any of those three things. Now, my opponent was a peace officer, a lawyer, a sheriff and a policeman. So my guess is he's against marijuana, but that's just a guess. I have no idea. So I asked Scott this morning when he interviewed him, if he had ever said anything, and I don't think he's ever stated his position. I think people should ask him his position on those things. And if they don't agree with him, they shouldn't vote for him. You should vote for people you agree with.
That's true.
Your vote is saying what you want, not saying what your team votes for. So
right.
That's where we've gone so much, had so much problem. We have people voting for their team rather than voting for their self-interest and voting for the country. And I am definitely a person that believes in democracy. And right now, our democracy under the opposing party, I hate to say this, but is kind of iffy. And I don't want it to go iffy. I want it to be a solid democracy. I want one person to have one vote.
Right.
I want the world to look at us as the shining beacon
right.
on the hill of democracy. And democracy is a great thing. If you want an autocrat, there are places you can move and have somebody tell you what to do all the time. But America is not the place. So.
That's true, and I think a lot of people live like that.
What's that?
Letting other people tell you what to do.
Of course they do. I let my wife tell me what to do, but that's a little different, right?
Yeah, let's hope so anyway, right?
Yeah, well, not all the time.
Just wait to hear whatever the government says, whatever the president says, or whatever the mayor says, or the governor, you know. That's when I will do what they ask me to do.
Yeah.
And then you have those who rebel against, no matter who's talking.
Right. There are people that are just anti-whatever.
Right. Government, right?
Yeah.
Or doing what's right.
Yeah. And those people, I don't mind if you stay home for elections. If all you want to do is be a curmudgeon about the election, wish you'd stay home, but we all have our vote, and we should all use that vote,
true.
Because if we don't, we'll lose that vote.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I noticed our governor or our Secretary of State has taken, 27,000 people off the polls, off the list of people that can vote. Because they didn't vote in the previous election. And so, therefore,
you're allowed to do that.
Apparently,
I didn't know that. You have to vote at every time.
Not every single time, but if you, let's say, you haven't voted in the last three elections, you got a pretty good chance of getting your name pulled from them.
When did they start that?
When the Republican government took over in Ohio, it really did come down to that. Now, if somebody knows better than that, I'd love to hear it. If they want to call in, tell us.
Yes, call in if you know something different than Glenn is telling us.
Yeah,
that's not fair. I thought, you know, because some people vote from like presidential election to presidential election.
Right. Yeah.
So that means you'll have to re-register to vote for president next year?
If you didn't vote for the president the last time, I think you better make sure you're registered. I'm not exactly sure how they do it. That's why I'd like to have somebody call in and tell us.
Oh,
but I know that if you don't vote for a number of, you know, 3 or 4 elections, you're going to lose your vote.
They're always changing the rules, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the ways in the Deep South, that's the way they took the African Americans vote away from them after the Civil War. They just kept changing the rules. How many jelly beans are in that jar?
Right.
Come on now.
You're right.
I don't like that
and
type
still
of government.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah, only they don't call them jelly beans
right.
now. They may do that still. I don't know.
It's like the day before election. You were allowed to early vote until the time of 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But when I tried that last election, it was gone. That wasn't it wasn't there for you to do anymore.
So therefore, you had to go back another time, which
I had to go to.
Yeah, that would turn some people off. They'd just say, "Oh, the heck with it," and not go back. I don't like that at all.
Only thing about that, these two issues mean a lot to people.
Yeah, they do.
They will do what they need to do so that their voices are heard, and that's a good thing.
Well, I'm not a woman, but it doesn't take me too far a stretch of a thought to know why nobody should tell me what I do with my body.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, and that's true, because a woman is going to do what she needs to do. And this is what I was sharing with my husband. It's a never-ending story, but it's not going to stop abortion.
No.
It's not.
You're almost old enough to remember when girls would do it with coat hangers and stuff like that.
And it killed
a lot of women doing that.
Yes, because they bled to death.
Yeah. And so we need to...
Throwing themselves down the stairs or having people punch them in their stomach. Yeah, all that.
I remember somebody telling me a name of a drug, and I won't mention it, but a name of a drug that would cause an abortion if I ever got anybody in trouble, which I did. I did not. I was lucky. And I admit I was lucky.
Right.
But I think abortion... I believe it's a religious thing. If you don't believe in abortion, I think that's out of religious feelings.
Doesn't the baby have any rights? Not until it's born.
It's not a baby. It's a fetus. It's a growth. Now,
but when it's born, it's a baby.
Oh, absolutely.
And it has rights.
Yeah.
You have to get it a Social Security card. Even if that baby is born dead, you have to bury that baby, name that baby. You have to go through all... That's when they are considered a person.
Yeah.
And they have rights.
There are a lot of religions in the world that don't consider you a person until you come out of the womb.
Right.
Now, I personally think that we should... I like the idea of restricting abortion to after the age of viability, which was 25, 26 months, which is half of pregnancy. So you know by then what's going on. You by then know if there's problems that are going to happen. You by then probably know how you're going to take care of that child.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that say, give birth to the baby and kill it on the way out, so therefore it's called an abortion. I have never, ever, ever heard of that happening, for real. My wife was a social worker. Mm-hmm. She said she had never even seen that in any of her books, you know, that they had to study.
Right.
So don't believe all this
everything
BS that you're told. Yeah.
Right. Don't believe everything you hear.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. I have a great-grandchild on the way. And prayerfully it makes it. Everybody seems to be happy about it, even the mother and my grandson. So I'm very excited about it. I guess I'm like everybody else, or maybe I don't believe in just killing a fetus.
Yeah.
But, you know.
With no thought?
Right,
yeah. No.
Without any thought. You're right.
Well, I suppose you're doing it if you take the morning after pill, you're killing
but you don't
a potential
know.
Fetus. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't even know if if you're pregnant. Yeah,
that's right.
That's just in case.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people right. that want to do away with that, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's just in case. It's just a precaution. You're not ready.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that aren't ready. But that's why I truly believe that legal abortion is a good thing. And I do believe that we should have an end to when it's legal to abort. Now, if it's a case of a woman's life or the fetus's life, always mm-hmm. err on the side of the woman. Mm-hmm. She's alive. She has children. She has a husband. She has a life.
Right.
The fetus does not.
And I think about the marijuana issue. They are claiming that fentanyl is rampant in the streets.
Yeah.
And laced almost yeah. every drug you take. So that would take away that sting.
Yeah.
And it would cut down on overdoses and deaths, I believe.
It would be regulated well enough.
It was regulated
yeah.
where people could buy marijuana and it was safe
yeah.
for them to use.
Yeah.
You know, and it cuts down on people going to harder drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps people with mental issues.
And it helps people. I have friends who have arthritis who are using those little gummy things that
yes,
have the,
I heard about those.
And it really helps their joints. And I know people that smoke a joint because they have aches and pains.
Yes.
And it does help them.
Yeah. Well, it's medicinal. It's it's not a man-made
no
thing.
It's grown out
naturally.
Yeah.
It's medicinal.
Yeah.
It's on the planet for a reason.
Yeah, you go to the Kankakee River in Indiana, you can find it all along the banks. I don't know how I know that.
There was possibly a time in my life when I probably would have took you up.
Well, when I was an actor, it was kind of the thing to do to smoke a joint. It was against the law, but so we started growing in the dorm where all the actors lived. We started growing a marijuana plant, and we found out quickly we had no idea what we were doing. It didn't make you high; it just made you sick.
Right.
Oh
wow.
Me.
So, Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are elected day one, do you already know what you would possibly be doing?
I know. On day one, I'm going to call, and I can't remember her name, our current auditor.
Okay.
And set up a 2-3 hour meeting where we're going to sit down and talk.
Right, right.
Everybody, you know, they're up in arms. They want to get rid of her. They want to force her out. She's not going to quit.
Right.
She's elected.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, she has no opponent, so she's going to be elected, even if she only gets her own vote.
Right.
But I think I agree with your saying this morning. You give people a chance.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only going to give, she's had some chances.
Don't count.
And I'm only going to give her one chance with me.
Right.
But we're going to have a nice long talk and find out. I bet she has reasons why she's struggling to get the information to the city council. And I must admit, the people that are really hard on her are, I believe, the Democrats on the city council, and there aren't that many. But I think the Republicans are kind of easing off on her because, first of all, her predecessor was a Republican, and she's an independent, but she was appointed mm-hmm. as a Republican, and now she's running as an independent. So I think they're a little afraid of looking bad. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we need to stop doing in politics. Do the right thing. Don't
right.
do the thing that looks good.
Right. Because that's not always effective.
No.
You know.
I had a gentleman, Greg, if you're out there, Greg picked me up. I've got to tell you this story. I was at the gas station with my big RV, and I had all my signs on it and everything. And I was out of gas, so I got some gas. And as I slid out of the car, I must have hit the little button that locks it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had left the keys in the car because I was just going to run in and run out. So my keys are in the car. My phone is in the car. The car is locked. I can't get in.
Oh.
And I'm 2 miles from my house. And so I started walking. I apologized to the people at the gas station. I started walking. And a young man named Greg, and if you're out there listening, thank you, Greg, so much. He pulled over and he said, "Do you need a ride?" And I said, "Oh, it's a long way." And he says, "Come on." So he gave me a ride to my house so that my wife could drive. We could drive over and pick up the RV. But on the way over, I sensed that he was a Republican. Right. But not, you know, he was a Republican like I'm a Democrat. Kind of middle-of-the-road Republican, and I'm kind of a middle-of-the-road Democrat. Okay. I'm not a flaming... I am a progressive. I think we should do the things that progressives think are the right things.
Right.
But I'm not crazy progressive. Let's move forward. That's extreme, what I want to do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not extreme. And he wasn't extreme. We agreed on the way home that we should vote for each other because we were both that type of person. But right. That's where I'm going right now with that.
And that's good. It's good to hear that you would reach out to her. You know,
it's not a goodness thing. It's the right thing.
It's the right thing.
It is.
Yes. Where she's coming from. What's going on with her.
Yeah.
But when you're handed a mess like that, how do you...
Oh, it was a mess. Yeah.
How do you even get to the bottom of it?
I think her problem was that she was handed such a mess, she didn't even know how to respond to the questions. And what she did is, and I remember doing this as a kid to my parents, you don't answer the questions. You just...
Right.
Hide on, move on.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what she's done. She just didn't answer the questions, hoping they would go away, and they haven't. And that's not good for her. And I think if she and I could sit down and talk for a couple, 3 hours, we would figure out, okay, from now on, you're going to answer all the questions. I'm going to ask you before anybody else does so you don't get in trouble.
Right.
And we're going to get through this. But
and that's the only way possibly... to find the end,
yeah.
The beginning,
yeah.
Or to even start.
And we have no choice. Our choice is a legal thing where they can take it to the courts to have her removed. If you can solve it in an honest way and not hurt people, why not do it that way? You'll save a lot of money.
Now, since Kelly Carr left, we've had
I love
the third
Kelly.
Auditor, right?
Yeah. I loved
she
Kelly.
Left.
She was great, and
she was.
I was working at WWGH at the time, the night of the election, and I felt so bad when she didn't win.
Yeah, I did. I liked her too.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, me too. She came.
I don't see her, but
yeah,
oh,
came.
Good.
Yeah, she did. Okay. But I'm like, they haven't found anybody to really replace her since
no.
she's left.
No, and she wanted to do that. I'm not so certain the last two. Even wanted to do it. And I know that people will say, well, the mayor says you don't want to be mayor. Well, yes, I do.
Right.
When I first got into it, I was concerned.
Right.
But
I'm sure
he
was.
I did it to cover the Democrats for not having anybody running.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I shouldn't have said right off the bat, I'm really doing this to cover the Democrats because, well, I was. So I told them the truth. It took me about a month, and then I realized, no, I would be good at this, and I'm going to go for it. I have done something every single day since I went and asked the mayor if he wanted me to run for office.
Mm-hmm.
I've done something every single day to encourage my election.
Good.
So I haven't taken one day off. So
okay.
If you don't think I'm working at it, just because I don't have the money to buy all the signs and quite frankly, several of my son's signs have been yanked down. But if that's your problem, I'm not so certain I would disagree with that. I don't like that there's so much money in politics.
Oh.
I would like to do away with money in politics. I want an honest person there. And truly, I hope everybody out there who's listening can tell that I am an honest person.
Right.
My dad was a Methodist minister, and... my mom taught me right and wrong, and my dad did too a little bit, but he was busy.
He trusted her to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he sure did. And my sister is and was an angel, so
mm-hmm.
I know everybody says that about their sisters, but mine really was,
okay.
And she is now.
Are you older?
No, my sister was 10 years my senior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what, you the baby or something?
I was the baby.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine a 77-year-old baby, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. It's not hard to to imagine. It just works out that way.
Yeah.
Praise God you live to be.
Yeah,
said,
praise God. Right? I'll praise God for that. Now, have you already voted?
No, I was supposed to do it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This morning. I was going to go vote before I came in this morning, but there's so much going on. I got people at my house working, and then I had you coming in, and the phone man's supposed to come in.
I'll drive you to the election place if you want me to.
I'm going on my way home.
Okay, yeah. Good.
It doesn't take that long to vote.
No, and that's what I said on Scott's show this morning. What, 10, 15 minutes max?
That.
And that's just because you have to park.
Well, you got to park, walk in.
Yeah, know. And they send you right to it. Yeah.
You may have to read the questions twice, but still,
yeah.
It doesn't take long.
And please do read the questions. Especially on issue 1 and issue 2. I don't want you voting for something you don't want to vote for.
Right.
So read what it says on those two. And there's a River Valley issue out there that I don't vote on because I'm not in that area.
Right.
But I understand it is very important. So please read all these things. That may add an extra 5 minutes to your time, but it's better to be right than to be fast.
True. So true. You're so right about that. Wow. All right. So day one, you're going to...
Yeah,
mend fences and...
I am. And I'm also going to make sure that...
someone who was elected into office. Compassion. That's all that is. Giving her some compassion and empathy for where she is and giving her a chance to say or, you know, to make her case plain.
Now, I know there are a lot of city councilmen that will say she's been given her chance, but not with a new mayor. And the mayor, Mayor Schertzer, was really upset with her.
So how long has she been elected?
Too long.
But 1 year, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But she hasn't learned all the ropes. But he kind of flew off the handle at one of the city council meetings because of the fact that they weren't getting answers. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I think he was right to get angry. Now, I've been asked by Scott and other people, well, will you follow through with firing her immediately? I don't think I should do that. If I don't know the answer to something, I want to find out the answer
to it
rather than just jumping off the end of the pier.
Right.
Yeah. So I will. And it may turn out that I'll follow up on that. I think they have to get four. I don't know. They have to develop a team that gets rid of somebody in a voted in position. It has to be done by judges and stuff like that. I really don't like that idea just because you're going against what people voted for.
True.
And I think we should stick with being democratic.
Right. Or get someone in there to help her.
Yeah. Now, if she was a murderer or something like that, it would be different. Yeah.
Get someone in there that's accountable to help her.
Yeah.
Find her way through that mess.
Lois Fisher made a speech at the two city council meetings ago where she said, she asked, have we hired a CPA?
Right.
And this lady said, no, they hadn't. She said, don't you think that would be a good thing to do? That's all they would need, a CPA to look over her shoulder, and it would only have to be a part-time CPA, as opposed to hiring four lawyers to get rid of her.
That doesn't, I agree. If she needs help, she's the third one since Kelly, right? She's the third one, so something's not jiving. So why not hire a CPA to be in there to help her dig into this mess? Because evidently it's a mess.
Yeah, and they are working with the company that does that sort of thing in the background.
Okay.
It's just that it's not getting done very fast, you know. Government, the wheels turn slowly.
Yes, it does, because you're looking at three years of mess.
Yeah.
Financial.
And prior to that, there was more. We've had problems for, she's been there a year, and the previous people were there for 4 years, so 5 years of junk.
Wow.
And And it's your city, so get out, please. Go out and vote. Yeah. Even if you disagree with me, go out and vote.
Absolutely. This time has gone by so fast.
Oh, are we getting to the end? Oh, my.
We have 3 minutes.
Oh, well.
So what do you want to say?
In the last 3 minutes, get out and vote. Please do that. And vote in your interest. Don't vote because my Democratic Party says I have to vote this way or my Republican Party has to say I have to vote that way. You think about it and you vote the way it's right for you. All those issues can be found online, I think, at the Board of Elections. You can find out what you're voting for. Pull up a sample ballot and you can find out what you're voting for. So when you walk in, you know how you're going to vote. That's what my wife and I do.
Right.
We spend probably a half an hour on looking over the sample ballots, my wife and I. And then I do whatever she tells me to. No, I don't.
That's cheating.
She's usually right.
Oh, my God. So what would you do in these last 2 minutes as far as construction of our city? There was something that was bothering me about downtown. I know you're pretty happy with the progress.
I am.
That we have so far.
The parking is a little strange.
Right. So what about that overpass?
Oh, boy.
We
just have to stay. No, I haven't. You just have to stay on it because construction takes a long time. And,
it's like building a brand new one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I think I'm pretty sure they're not doing nothing. So I think if you would talk to the people working on it, they'd say, well, I come to work every morning. I put this stone there and I put that stone there and I keep working at it. People want stuff done instantly, and it's not going to happen.
Well, it's gone on 2 years.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's not like instantly, right?
I hear you.
I so remember someone telling me, well, we're waiting on one part. I'm like, one part?
Whew.
Then everything's going to go really, really fast.
If I'm elected, I promise to come on your show and tell the whole world how soon I expect it to be done.
Then I heard that there was monies out there for this overpass that we're trying to get on the west end of town.
Oh.
I heard there's different kind of monies out there available.
Yeah, I think I have heard that too. But I don't want
to
say.
You just got to know how to tap into
it. Yeah, I don't like to say anything about things that I really don't know about.
Yeah, and that's a big issue right now. Also, in the city of Marion, trying to get across the railroad tracks.
Yeah. You know, railroad tracks and the noise of railroad tracks and the stopping of railroad trains is another issue that I will look at.
Issue. Yeah. Yes, it's a health issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've been looking at it since 1965.
Well, a friend of mine, Terry's last name? Anyway, Terry, who helped me in my campaign, mm-hmm. has pulled up all sorts of information on how to get the trains to stop making all that noise at night. They don't have to hit the horns if they're coming to a intersection that is guarded with rails and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And we'll look at that. I like that idea. I would like to sleep through the night without having my dog wake me up.
You know, I'm right there by the tracks. They don't stop me from sleeping.
Yeah, they stop my wife, and we're probably 5 blocks from a train.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. She says they wake her up. I think she's just looking for sympathy.
Yeah. Well, I once lived on David Street, right? Uh-huh. And that railroad track was right behind
me. Oh, yeah.
In my backyard, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're loud, too. If they want to be,
woke me up.
I
guess I got used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that was, you know.
I worked at DePaul in Chicago, and the L was right next to my office. And after a while, you don't hear it.
I've been on that L before once
Good.
In my life. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Wow.
I've been on it hundreds of times.
I bet you have. Okay. Do you miss Chicago?
I do. Yeah, I love Chicago.
What do you miss about it?
The movement, the vitality of the city. I really do. Only one time was I ever in fear for my life, and that was on a St. Patty's Day, and some drunk wanted to roll me. It didn't happen. He fell down, and the cop got him.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
Yes,
I wish
ma'am.
You well in
thank
your
you.
Elections, and I do. I really wish you well.
I'll be good whether I win or lose, so don't worry about me.
Amen. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to keep on ticking. Keep on going.
I'll try.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed you. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed you. Go vote.
Glenn's
message today. Go vote. Okay?
Please. Yeah.
All right. Over and out. Thank you for listening to Linda Sims, a voice of a people live here on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.